Welcome back to another episode on our ongoing series on Homer. I'm your host, Stephen Heiner, and joining us for this Fleming Foundation podcast is our namesake, Dr. Thomas Fleming. Hello, Dr. Fleming.
Hello, Stephen.
How is quarantine going for you?
Oh, it's wonderful. As a professional misanthrope, it doesn't bother me at all not to see people.
Well, and staying inside gives us just more time to dig into Homer. In our last episode, we talked about the historical background of the epics, and you walked us through Bronze Age Greece and citadels from the Mycenaean times, as well as the collapse of writing. And you told us that some of the information about places was preserved pretty accurately. Was it just the knowledge of geography that was preserved?
Well, a good deal of geography, yes, and a good deal more. There have been a lot of fine scholars over the past 125 years who have been delving into this. For example, a lot of studies have been done on armor, and it's been confirmed that some of the armor described, like a boar's tooth helmet, for example, some of the shields, and some of the fighting styles certainly is appropriate to the Bronze Age, so the Mycenaean period, when the poems are set, rather than to the 8th or 7th century. These things have changed. Social life sometimes reflects the period Homer is living in, especially, say, in the parts on Ithaca in the Odyssey, which are pretty crude. On the other hand, when it comes to discussing the life of the higher aristocracy, Homer would seem to be more descriptive of the Bronze Age, when the social position of women was higher than it ever would become in classical Greece until much later. For example, Penelope is an equal in some respects to Odysseus, and there's some indication that he owes his position as king to having married her. There's Queen Arete of the Phaeacians, who is treated like a god, we're told, by the people who adore her and revere her. There's also, of course, Helen and others. And so this is quite unusual, because Greece of Homer's time was a pretty rough place. That is the dark age of the Greek world. And there wasn't a lot of time for fol-de-rol or courting women or singing love poetry.
Well, but how could these things have been preserved if, as you say, the Greeks had lost the art of writing?
Yeah, they lost the art of writing, but even the writing that they'd had, that is the Bronze Age scripts, which have been found in Mycenaean citadels, Pylos, Mycenae, and on Crete. Even these things were used mostly for inventories and record keeping, you know, so many barrels of wine sent to such and such a place, hardly a medium for poetry. It was very clumsy, and one of the problems in reconstructing Mycenaean Greek is that it's just this crude syllabic values that you see, and they can be interpreted in various ways.
But if you want to remember anything accurately, I have to imagine that's difficult over multiple generations.
Absolutely. And this is where the question of oral composition comes in. Now, it is true there are people who have enormous memories. When I was in grammar school, they brought somebody in who had memorized the Sears Roebuck catalog. And you could say page 876, column 2, item 3, and he could start quoting it.
It's like now, Mr. Memory from the 39 Steps.
Yes, exactly. But why this guy had done that instead of, well, you can memorize the Bible. You could memorize the text of all sorts of things. But to memorize a phone book presupposes that there is a telephone book to memorize. That is, that there's writing stuff that you're getting down. Now, to answer this question, there are a number of scholars, Greek, German, American, have turned to the only living European epic tradition that lasted into modern times that could be studied. And these were folk epics composed by illiterate Serbs. These Serbs were both Orthodox Christians and Bosnian Muslims. Many of the Christian poems are concerned with the death of the medieval Serbian Empire, the empire of King Stephen Dušan, for example, and the Battle of Kosovo in particular in 1389, and the years of Turkish oppression. These poems were being recited.